Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our Loud Local Band of the Week. It's Warts. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week, Warts. You want to find out how you can get info about their music? Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Earlier this month, they put out a brand new EP that debuted, a debut EP called Worse Than The Cure, produced by Jack and Demo. So they're in good hands, Warts.
Man, you know local music. It's pretty awesome here in the Northwest, and we've got two solid hours of it every Sunday night. 8 o'clock, it's called Loud and Local. Great music from the Pacific Northwest. Bands like Warts. Happy Friday, everybody.
Thanks, buddy.
Happy Blue Friday.
Thanks, buddy.
And remember that, well, you got a lot of energy over there.
F you, buddy.
Wow.
How much? Who brought him all the sugar? Oh, wait. That was you, right?
Oh, yeah. You brought in all the
hostess things.
Well, yeah. I don't need Twinkies and cupcakes at my house.
Well, I did you a favor.
Yeah, you're eating them all.
And I'm giving you all the energy back as a thank you.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Well, maybe you shouldn't bring in all the sugar.
Yeah, probably not. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Ben in Shoreline. Ben, are you there?
What's up, Steve Myers' nemesis?
Oh, it's Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Ben.
Oh, man. What's the record now?
Man, I can't even. I know I won the last one.
Yeah. I know that. How can you be an arch nemesis if you don't really know? Or is that just the arch nemesis?
Not about the record.
Oh, is it not?
And then what is it about then?
I'm just bringing the A game and, having fun.
Thank you.
There we go.
That should be the motto for the Mariners.
Life is pretty good when your arch nemesis is the host of a morning radio show. So,
I'm honored.
Can't be all that bad,
Ben. I'm all honored.
Right. You know, Ben's giving good answers. That's why he does so well at this game.
Right. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Let's do this. For those playing at home, Ben will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ben, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the name of the dog from the story How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Ooh.
The liqueur triple sec is from what European country?
France.
Yes. What is the last name of the 3 daughters of Danny on Full House?
Michelle.
No.
Oh, Tanner.
Yes.
There we go.
In what year of the late 90s was the 253 area code implemented in Washington?
Ooh.
9789.
7, yes. In what movie does Eddie Murphy swap identities with Dan Aykroyd?
Trading Places?
Yes. Which Marvel superhero has Ryan Reynolds played on the big screen?
Daredevil.
No.
Deadpool.
Yes. What year of the early 80s did Weird Al release his debut album?
82.
No.
83.
Yes. Who was married to Alec Baldwin from 93 to 2002?
Ooh.
Kim Basinger?
Yes.
Nice.
Who resigned as U.S. president in 1974?
Nixon.
Yes. What holiday comes right before All Saints Day?
Halloween?
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct.
Ben did very, very well.
He did well, but I believe that there's been, that he's gotten a 9 in the past and then was beaten by a Steve Perfect 10.
So, Alan, he's done that before.
True. Yeah.
Did that this morning, didn't he?
Did he?
Did he have a Perfect 10 this morning?
No. Oh. He did not have a Perfect 10.
Was it yesterday
morning?
It was yesterday. That's when it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew Steve was perfect recently.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can he be perfect today?
Well,
I don't think so.
Time will tell.
Are you ready?
Go Hawks.
Nice.
Oh, hey.
What is the name of the dog from the story How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Fido.
No.
Paul.
No.
Paul.
No.
Blitzer.
No. The liqueur triple sec is from what European country?
Oh, France.
Yes. What is the last name of the 3 daughters of Danny on Full House?
Tanner.
Yes.
Yes.
In what year of the late 90s was the 253 area code implemented in Washington?
253. 97.
Yes. In what movie does Eddie Murphy swap identities with Dan Aykroyd?
Oh, I have no legs. Trading Places.
Yes.
Great film.
Which Marvel superhero has Ryan Reynolds played on the big screen?
Green Lantern.
No.
Deadpool.
Yes. What year of the early 80s did Weird Al release his debut album?
81.
No.
82.
No.
1983.
Yes. Who was married to Alec Baldwin from 93 to 2002?
Kim Basinger.
Yes. Who resigned as U.S. president? Who resigned as U.S. president in 1974?
Tricky Dick Nixon.
Yes.
I am not a crook.
What holiday comes right before All Saints Day?
Halloween.
Yes. And Steve, you get 9 correct, and it's a tie.
Woo!
Damn it, Ben.
Steve, a worthy adversary, as usual.
What a way to go into the weekend, Ben.
That's right.
I love Ben.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Well, the only one they got wrong. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate you playing.
One day I'm going to run into Ben, and people are going to be weirded out because I'm going to be overly excited to finally meet this guy.
Like Ben! Yeah. Finally, we meet!
And how about Danny's got you that one question, either one you could get, Danny knows.
Max!
That's right.
You actually knew it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yes, I knew it, too, but I forgot.
I figured that would be a stumper for everybody.
I remembered he had a name like that, Max, damn it!
Is there any reason why it's memorable? Other than just knowing the characters?
For me, it's just because Lily loves The Grinch. And that's kind of our movie that we watch a lot.
You.
And she's like, Max is awesome!
I don't know the live action, but Max was a big part of the animated one.
Same.
Yes. Yes. Was it really okay?
Same in the live action.
Yeah.
That's the only one we really watch, actually. So,
well, congratulations to Ben and Steve on tying each other, I guess.
That'll happen to you.
Yep.
Yeah. Danny, have you ever tried watching the animated version of The Grinch?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, I grew up with the animated version.
Oh, okay.
And then I actually had never seen the Jim Carrey version until Lily got really obsessed with it.
And you say it's good.
I love it.
The Jim Carrey version is awesome.
It's so good.
All right,
it's
I'm gonna have to watch it. I'm going to have to watch it.
And then she recently, the newest one with the Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a new one.
Yeah, it came out a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's right. The Benedict Cumberbatch, Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, I know who Benedict Cumberbatch is.
Dr. Strange.
And that one's okay. I mean, it's my least favorite out of the three.
But it's at least watchable?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, for a kid's movie, it's at least watchable.
All right. I'm always interested in how Benedict Cumberbatch does something, because they did not a Lion King, a Jungle Book, which, of course, was the Jon Favreau live action. But then I can't think of his name. Andy Serkis did his own sort of live action production that was British style, but it was still live action. And Cumberbatch played Shere Khan in that one. And it was an interesting take on, you know, him being a bad guy.
Sure.
So, all right. I'm going to have to check him out. You keep telling me how good Carrie's version is. I have to check it out.
That's the only one I know.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, it's anytime during the holidays, we watch that one, and it's so good. But my wife wants me to watch, like, what it would... Hocus Pocus is like, that's her.
Yeah. Dude, you have to see this.
I think I've watched it a couple times with her and just like zoned it out, because I feel like I've had this conversation with her every Halloween time.
I haven't
seen
it.
We need to watch that. I'm like, okay.
I've never watched that movie, and
the
everybody
witches,
says it's
right?
good.
Oh, it's so good. That's probably my second favorite.
It's movie. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy, and Sarah Jessica Parker, right? I think they're the three witches of Hocus Pocus.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know the middle one, but yeah, you're right on the
Kathy Najimy, I mean, she's actually a very talented, very, very comedic actress from back in the 90s, maybe 2000s. She was pretty popular.
But that's a movie that, like, she's all about for, like, traditional. Like, it's Halloween. Got to watch that. Just like Christmas. It's Christmas. There's a billion movies we got to watch.
Yeah. Hocus Pocus is like the staple, with Nightmare Before Christmas for Halloween.
For Scream for me.
Scream 2.
Yeah.
But it's funny when I think about it, because, like, Halloween and Christmas are the only times of the year where, like, she wants to see a movie more than once. You know what I mean? Like, we watched Elf last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, but let's watch it again. But if I'm like, hey, let's watch, you know, I don't know, just some random movie in the middle of, like, July, she's like, why, we already seen that movie. Why would we want to watch it? I'm like, well, if they put, like, a Santa Claus hat on the guy, then it's okay to watch it. It's the same concept. Like, yeah, the movie's great. Let's see it again.
It's hard to argue with you on that. But, yeah, there must be something that just resonates with the time of season
tradition
that she's willing to watch over and over again. But your logic is not as flawless. It really is.
I'm like, I want to watch Pineapple Express again. What's wrong with that?
Oh, that's a great
good
movie.
Call.
That's a good movie.
See, my girlfriend's the opposite way. I'm only allowed to watch Hocus Pocus one time fully through when she's home. Otherwise, I can watch it whenever I want. But she just gets so sick of that movie, because I literally watch it probably every day. Same with the Addams Family. I'll watch the Addams Family like 15 times during the season.
So you got like a whole like queue of Halloween type films to watch leading up to Halloween.
Oh yeah, it's called Freeform. Everything on Freeform, I will watch.
Absolutely.
Someone just said Freeform has Hocus Pocus on all the time. My girlfriend watches it all the time. It's so dumb.
Well,
it's so good.
And you know something? That's at least the good news, because we got the bad news that the Charlie Brown Halloween show is not going to be on national TV.
Right. Charlie Brown got COVID.
Yeah. That's not good.
It's the great COVID, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, sure is. And also, Danny went nuts on Facebook since you brought up Addams Family. They're doing a TV show, I understand.
Yeah, apparently.
Live action.
And apparently Tim Burton is at the helm of it, which I am so excited for this. And
who the hell's going to be in it?
We don't know yet.
Oh.
It was just announced.
It can't be everybody that was in it, because, I mean, really, unless Christina Ricci, wouldn't it be great if she played Morticia?
Exactly. That's what I want. And then Johnny Depp as Gomez or something?
Nah, Rami Malek as Gomez.
Oh.
Nice.
Freddie Mercury?
Yeah.
Yes.
He'd be a good Gomez. He also, if he was tall enough, he'd be a good Lurch, but he's not tall enough. But he's got that Lurch face to me.
What if it was the Addams Family, no Morticia or Gomez, but it was just Wednesday's new family?
It's interesting.
Oh, then they got the in-laws popping in.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I did read something that said that it's going to be told through Wednesday Addams' point of view.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, and it's going to be set in modern times. So it's going to be like Addams Family
hanging out with people in 2020.
Yeah, and like dealing with 2020 problems and stuff like that.
I'm intrigued.
So, yeah, wow, I'm
how
so
about
excited
that?
For it.
I know that the old TV show was based in the 60s when it ran, so they were having modern issues then as well.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And hey, if they bring that back, maybe the Munsters too. Come on, let's do it.
The Munsters.
Create every show from the 60s.
Yeah.
Why not?
Hey, listen, buddy. I think
they're doing that.
At this point, why not?
Right?
It is time for Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. We'll take your calls and texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Spartan Plumbing. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, where you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about, man? I'll tell you, man. I got things I might want to talk about, so what do you want to talk about? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. You got to have burning things on your mind. Remember, though, Steve has a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
I think we need to start off with a fine girl.
Okay.
So let's start off with Brandy. She's in Bellevue.
Oh. Is that a song?
Yeah. Oh, you don't know that song? What a fine girl, Brandy. What a good wife you would be. Don't know that one? By the Looking Glass?
It's old school. Yeah, man. Not. The only way I might know is because you've sang it before.
That could very well be. Yeah. It's, well, Rev and I were talking about how we're getting back into 70s tunes, like the hits of the 70s, and it's definitely one of those.
And the band's Looking Glass?
Yeah, the Looking Glass, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the band. Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Kind of vaguely.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if it's ever been on any soundtracks. That
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh, there we go.
People know it for that. It's either that or Guitar Hero, that or Family Guy for Vicky.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're not going to know it.
Yeah. Well, every time I see Brandy, that was pretty much my teens.
I think of the adult film Brandy and Alexander.
Oh, well, that. Well, I think Brandy, I'm not sure which she'd rather be referred to, but Brandy, welcome to The Rock.
My whole life, people ask me if I know that song. So first, sorry, I stutter, so I speak a bit slowly. But I had kind of two stories to share about the Grinch.
Okay.
First is that when you asked the question about his dog, I immediately knew because in my head I heard the sound of Jim Carrey's voice screaming Max. And then the second one is actually that I started stuttering as an adult from medical reasons, and when I first started stuttering, I actually would stutter on the word the, and in The Grinch, when Cindy Lou Who first sees The Grinch, she's startled and stutters on the word the, and then Jim Carrey mocks her and starts going the Grinch. And in my head, when I first started stuttering. Every time I stuttered on the word the, I heard the sound of Jim Carrey's voice in my head mocking me.
And damn.
The Grinch.
So has that become a positive thing in a way or a negative thing for you, Brandy?
Since it would make me laugh, it would help me, yeah, actually, because anything that helped me be lighthearted helped my speech. If I got too serious or frustrated, I would struggle more with my speech. So it would actually help me.
Well, Brandy, I have to take my hat off to you because calling a radio station, is definitely, it can be very, very stressful. And the idea that you would do that knowing that stress, definitely increases your stutter and you still said you're going to do it anyway, not a bad act of courage, Brandy. Good job.
Thank you. I wasn't sure if you guys would be willing to talk to me, so I appreciate you letting me take my time and be patient with my stutter.
It was that or talking to the Rev, so I felt like we went with the better choice.
Hey! So true, Brandy. We will listen to anything.
Brandy,
but the
you rock. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, Brandy, and what a cool story of like representation. You never know where you're going to find that representation to make you feel better. And here it is in a movie, The Grinch, where that scene happens. You're like, holy crap, I connect to that moment.
And Brandy, let me just offer this to you. The silver lining, if there is one, is that you, in order to be heard, force people to slow down and listen. And right now, Brandy, does the world need to do that? So I would say, Brandy, keep getting out there and making people slow down and listen, especially people like me that never let a person get a word in edgewise. It is so important for people like me and others to listen. So thank you for what you're bringing, Brandy.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Wow, look at this.
You're awesome.
Oh, we love you too, Brandy. Because on that, I have to tell you, I'll tell you what I did last night. I watched the debate.
Okay.
And I watched people trying to be our leader. And this isn't going to relate to you, but I think if anybody did what I did, and then you also, yesterday was the episode 2 of Star Trek Discovery, there was a character on Star Trek Discovery who basically has to lead these people that he's got to lead, and he doesn't want to be, he's just acting. He was such an amazing person dealing with so many different situations. He was having to deal with somebody scared. He had to deal with a hostile situation where they were taking... He had to deal with so much. Then he had to deal with somebody who rescued them in a hostile situation who was militaristic that wanted to take over and run things. He had to be a great leader in all of those situations. And I remember watching him and after watching the debate going, I want this guy to be my president. Can we have him? Can we have Saru be the president? Because he showed how to be a great leader in different situations when things are scary, when things you got to be tough, when you got to be understanding. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the leader I want. I don't know if anybody had that same experience if you watched the debate, then watched Star Trek Discovery, but I was tripping like, that's my guy right there.
I watched the debate and then I would go back and forth with the football game and I realized that I want Daniel Jones to be my leader. He's a man that can take the moment and then drop
the ball.
Screw it up. He didn't drop the ball.
There you go.
He tripped and fell over himself. That's probably, my leader.
You know what? That's probably
but
the leader you're going to get.
Yeah. Help them get the touchdown during that drive.
So what you're saying is we need a leader that we know is going to drop the ball, but eventually we'll pick it up.
Yeah, and then eventually lose to the Eagles in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That didn't work out so well, actually.
No.
But then again, there might be the leaders. I mean, no matter who we pick, sometimes that's the leader we get.
Lots of people showing some love for Brandy. Tell Brandy, let it alone that the listeners love hearing her talk. Saved it as one of the best audio clips of the year. That brightened my morning. Bless Brandy. Not breast, Brandy. Plus,
again, sometimes these Freudian slips. All I'm going to just
say, breasts, not breast.
Well, it's close enough.
That's on you, man.
Oh, it's on me.
That's on you.
Is it on
bro.
Me? Okay, I'll take that. Sure. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421 Rock. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, you are on the Rock.
Hi, mine's about the Grinch also.
Yeah.
The little girl who played Cindy Lou is the lead singer on Pretty Reckless. Yeah?
What?
Yeah, Taylor.
Yeah,
Taylor
isn't that cool? Yeah.
You didn't know that, BJ?
I had no clue.
Yeah, she was the
I
girl.
That's amazing.
And now she's like the ultimate, she's such a great rock star. We've had them at Pain in the Grass. They're awesome.
Oh, yeah, she's an amazing performer.
Oh, yeah, that was all. I just thought that was
cool. Wow.
Crazy.
I don't even think I would recognize her, to be honest with you, because of the way she looks like as little Cindy Lou Who. I would never have known that.
Well, yeah. I mean, what was she, like six?
Well, some people still kind of look like themselves, like Natalie Zima, who was in The Nanny. You remember that show, the Fran Drescher show?
Barely.
She was the youngest girl. And then you can still tell it's Natalie Zima, because I remember when she was on Californication.
Madeline.
Yeah, her too.
That too.
Yeah, when she was on Californication doing a sex scene with David Duchovny, I was like,
"Oh no,
I know what this."
That was episode one.
Yes,
I'll never forget that episode.
And I'm looking at her face, going, "I know who that is. I know who that is." And I just can't figure out who it was. And then when I realized who it was, I felt awful because I mean, it was like last time I saw you, you were this little kid. I don't want to see you riding David Duchovny. That just doesn't seem right.
Well, I didn't know any of the backstory. I just enjoyed that scene.
Yeah, that's the problem. You got to enjoy it without actually remembering who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, yeah, so. All right, well, that's pretty awesome when, you know, when somebody still goes on and is a success after being a child star.
Oh, it's a good question. So I said, Meg, you just mentioned Daniel Johns. Here's a question for you. Which blooper in football do you think was more embarrassing this year? Daniel Jones tripping over himself on an 80-yard run, which happened last night, not getting the touchdown. Or DK Metcalf getting the ball hit out of his hands a few weeks ago when he was showboating into the end zone.
Yeah, he, and a lot of you guys may not be old enough to remember, it was the only shining spot for the Buffalo Bills because Leon Lett did the same thing as the Cowboys right. were beating the crap out of the Bills. And the only difference is that it really didn't mean anything. It was just a moment where the kicker for the Bills looked like a hero because he didn't give up and Leon Lett was showboating. Yeah, I think Metcalf's is more embarrassing.
I agree. Yeah. I was trying to think about it. I'm like, gosh, you know, because you see the video of Jones last night and his teammates are laughing because it is funny. Like, he's got nobody to worry about. Like, everyone is past him. He's got a touchdown, 8 more yards. That's all he's got to do, and then he'll score. And you can see, like Danny and I were talking about it, we're pretty sure he must have had, like, some kind of a leg cramp or something because he looks pained right before he falls down.
Yeah.
Or he just knows, I'm about to embarrass myself and my teammates are never going to let me live this down. It's going to be on ESPN, and people all across the country, including a couple knuckleheads in Seattle, are going to talk about me.
Oh, yeah.
But still, at least that was, like, he wasn't showboating.
Yeah.
I think it's the showboating part that will forever make the DK one more embarrassing.
And that's a beautiful moment in DK's career because I feel like he will definitely learn from that.
I'd hope that he never does that again.
Yeah, it's God, it pained me to see that because he's a young kid.
And they still won the game, so I was okay with it. So I feel like actually the DK one's not as bad. Seahawks are 5-0, the Giants suck, so therefore it's less embarrassing.
You know, wow, that really escalated. That devolved into the Giants suck very quickly. Well, let's hope they suck good enough. We're playing them this year, right? Yeah, so they need Excuse to continue me? To suck good enough. That's all I'm saying.
No, those are always things I'd say out loud to myself in college, too, but different. Not about football.
Wow. Yes, and this is the guy that never said breast. Okay, fine.
I said breast.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're right. It was completely innocuous. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls, more of your texts. We'll do that at 934 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just said, did you guys hear that Gene Simmons is moving to Washington close to Mount Rainier?
Ooh.
Dude, I thought this was one of those dumb, like, online. You know, like, every few weeks you see, like, this person, this celebrity is moving to Washington. It's like a fake website. But this is a legit, like, a bunch of music websites are talking about how Gene's going to be selling his house to move to a home in Mount Rainier.
Where does he live now? Is it California?
Beverly Hills.
It does live, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a $22 million home that he's got to get rid of, which I wish I would have known before I bought my house. We've totally done that.
So I wonder if he's building something, because I don't know if you've got a house like mega houses near Mount Rainier.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I wonder if he's having something done.
Well, there's some stuff really deep down there, like LB and that sort of area. So maybe he's just getting some rural stuff, or what, like Eatonville and stuff?
Oh, he's probably got
like
a piece of it.
Oh, maybe he's going to go hang out in Pack. Wood.
Oh.
Well, I saw it's going to be like a 24-acre estate in Washington near Mount Rainier, and he's doing it to escape the tax burden of living in California. That's what he says.
Well, he's right about that, because somebody that makes the kind of money he makes because of state income tax and high property taxes, he will save a great deal just getting the hell out of there with no state income tax here.
Dude, there's a chance that we might be able to, like, you know, go over to his place.
Oh, you think?
I don't know. He might. What if he listens one more? He's like, oh, there, that. And when Steve guy keeps talking about how much he loves Kiss, He's like, hey, you want to come see my Kiss compound?
Do we need Craig Gass to sort of give us the kind of intro?
Craig could help. I mean, at first they were like, not enemies, but I don't think Gene was very fond of Craig at first when he realized he was doing impressions of him, but then he grew to really like the guy. So Craig could be our liaison.
And look, Gene's still in the business of making money, so if he feels like we could help him make a little cash, maybe he would.
I'll drop $5 just to see his home.
Wow, look at you.
Give me a tour of that Kiss office.
$5 and he'll let you walk through his house. That's
I'm giving Kiss plenty of money. I can tell him what.
All right, I'm sure that will go over well. Listen, Gene, I gave you plenty of money now. Let me see the foyer.
I feel like you owe this to me.
Yeah.
Wow, probably not.
That'll go over really well with Gene. He seems like a very understanding man.
Well, for some reason, he has us blocked on Twitter, so I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do.
Oh.
I don't know how we did that, but just KSW.
Oh, The Rock got blocked?
The Rock is blocked.
We got Rock blocked.
Yeah, we don't know why.
Oh, that's not cool.
Probably somehow something happened where like somebody included us in a tweet that pissed him off. He's like, screw it, I'm blocking all of them.
So I don't think he's going to come on the show if he's actually blocked us
on
Twitter.
Well, what if I go outside of his house with a boombox, kind of like Say Anything?
Nice. Oh, that'll work.
And play Beth.
Yeah.
Instead of, well, he didn't write Beth.
He did, yeah. I don't think he would really like that.
You know what? That's the only, like, God gave rock and roll to you.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Just get a Kiss Halloween mask and just pretend you're him.
Okay.
And just walk in and be
that
like,
always works.
This is my house.
I shouldn't be Peter Criss. I have that Ben Cooper mask.
You should be Peter Criss. They have a lot of great memories.
Have you seen his house, though?
Which one? The one he's selling?
The one he's selling. It's insane.
Yeah, it is.
It's got an awesome pool. Amazing. Apparently has a spot where you can park 35 cars.
35?
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right.
The swimming pool has a 60-foot slide.
So this is definitely a party presentation house kind of thing where, you know, you had to have a house like this if you were going to host gatherings, right?
I mean, it's not that big, though. It's only 16,000 square feet.
Oh, you're right. That's really, I'm actually disappointed. I know. For 22 mil, that's not enough.
It's pretty nice. Not as nice as, though, I've learned Wayne Gretzky. He's in the news because he apparently just sold his house. It's a house that he sold back in 2000. I didn't know this. In 2007, he sold it to Lenny Dykstra, then bought it back in 2018, the same house.
Oh.
So he sold it for $18.5 million, bought it back for $13.5 million. Probably Lenny needed the money or something. I don't know what
that
was.
Oh, that's a great deal.
And now they're saying he's going to sell it again. He's going to make over about $10 million profit in 2 years. But this house is insane. I don't know if you've seen the Wayne Gretzky house.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that looks good.
No, it doesn't look like crap. He's got a nice background, mountains and stuff. You see this, Rev? I don't even have to come in here.
That is so crazy. How many cars can it park, though? That's the question.
I mean, on the grass, if he wants to go crazy, he can park all the cars.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yes.
It looks like two pools.
So it looks like Gene, it's hard to say what he's trying to do, because to get to Mount Rainier, I mean, it's not that far from the airport. What's it, an hour to get to where he's going to be, maybe?
Oh, no.
What does he care? He's like old and rich.
It'll be 2 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can helicopter to him.
That's true.
I'm sure he could get his own private plane, pick him up, and just park on his 24-acre estate.
Yeah, with 24 acres, he could make his own airport.
Wonder if there's going to be a new show.
Kiss like Airport.
Kiss in the Forest.
Kiss in the Forest?
Kiss in the Forest.
You know, I mean, look, they've done shows where he's basically lived the L.A. life. Will they try to go out and do like the Pacific Northwest life?
This is how they recreate the simple life.
Yeah, there he is, like, enjoying a bag of Dick's, Dick's Deluxe.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, and other stuff too. I don't know what.
Well, you know what, Steve? You know what? That's all. You're not the. I mean, you came up with the idea. We'll flesh it out.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, this is.
Well, welcome to Washington, Gene Simmons.
Sorry, we're blocked, but hopefully, you'll give us another chance.
And if he doesn't,
I wonder what we did.
I don't think we did anything, dude. That's happened to me before. Sometimes I think like. It also, like, I've accidentally blocked someone one time. And I had no idea until they asked me, why'd you block me? It was, like, one of our coworkers, and it was very awkward. He's like,
that's funny.
He's like, why'd you block me? I'm like, I did not know I blocked you. I must have just fat-thumbed it. Maybe, like, sometimes I'll play on my phone while I'm half asleep, and I'll wake up, and I've added people as friends on Facebook that I don't even really know. Like, my thumb will just, you know how it says suggestions?
It's that Ambien. I told you not to take that Ambien.
But, like, that's happened before where, like, somebody had, it was a wrestler, and I went to her page and said that she blocked me. I'm like, I've never had a single communication with this person. Never once, not on Twitter. Like, not a single thing.
So weird.
And then, like, a couple weeks after that, all of a sudden she was following me on Twitter. I'm like, maybe she just felt so bad that she accidentally blocked me. I have no idea how this all works.
See, this fat fingering, you know, we try to figure out, like, why things are happening, and they could just be mistakes.
Oh, someone says maybe he blocked us because BJ hung up on your idol, Steve. And that was Peter Criss.
I think he would have applauded me for that, because they did not get along.
Right? Yeah. It's a good point.
Maybe because we tag him usually, or we have tagged him every time we have Craig on the show, and he does like his Gene Simmons thing. Oh. And maybe like we're restarting the beef between him and Craig. He's like, God, I just hate that impression.
All right, you might be right.
As soon as he moves to Washington, we have Craig be our welcoming committee and go, Craig, well, you need to get out there and figure it out for
us. But if the reason he blocked us is because we connect him with Craig Gass, how is Craig Gass going to win us?
We don't know. Friendship? This we'll find out specifically. Danny's point is very well taken. So how do we find out if it's because of Craig Gass? We have Craig try to get in touch with him and see how that goes.
All I'm saying is just
he can't block us anymore.
Just let me over to your house, Gene. Let me look at your cool KISS memorabilia. I'll bring some food. And we'll enjoy some time
together.
Good call,
good call.
What are you bringing?
That's a good question. You know, I'm thinking Chipotle.
Okay.
Not like a Northwest brand or anything.
No, don't bring him anything.
Chipotle.
Like from the Made in Washington store. Don't go there
like
and try to smoke him on that
anything,
way.
But you went with Chipotle. Like,
have
not
you been to
Ivers.
A fine place? The Burger King?
I'd be
like, not
Chipotle.
Dick's.
Thank you.
Chipotle.
Yeah.
Well, I like their burrito bowls.
Would you like to go, I brought
tortilla
you something
the
from
side.
The Taco Bell? Yeah. What are you doing?
Chipotle.
Dude.
No, oh, sorry. What are you bringing Gene Simmons?
You're
going to
bring him at least something from either Kid Valley or Dick's. If you're going
to
go fast food, or bring us something from the Made from Washington store.
Yeah, just like Trapper Sushi.
Oh, I said
I'm
going to
bring him from the Made in Washington store.
Oh, they got good gift baskets, dude.
Is
he
really?
But he's no longer a tourist, man. He lives here.
But he still doesn't know what it's all about, and you're going to get boom. Right. That's what it's all
you
about.
Get him a little Space Needle shot glass.
I'll swing by the Costco store and get him a Kraken shirt.
Good call.
And that way it's like, here, welcome to Washington.
There's nothing but the best for you, Gene.
Well, yeah, those are nice. They're comfortable, man.
They are very comfortable.
Bucks, but he probably will respect me saving money.
I'm not sure the word respect and you are going to be in the same sentence with Gene Simmons. Unless you really step
I'll
it
show
up.
Him on my phone all the KISS playlists I have on my
oh,
Apple Music.
Well, right off the bat, he's going to make you his best friend when he sees that.
Hell, the band The Stretch just put out a new record and they covered a KISS song, my favorite KISS song, Do You Love Me?
Well, that's so it's another band doing their song.
Yes.
He's going to love you for that. These are all great ideas. I mean, you've got the Chipotle, you've got the Kraken shirt, and all that. Yeah.
I think they call that doomed to fail.
I will hit up our buddy Joe Dredd, and I'll have the KISS tribute band, Almost Human,
great.
Show up with me like on a flatbed truck.
Because I'm sure he's never seen enough KISS tribute performances. Yeah, this is perfect.
Oh, so he says bring the Men's Room Sausage with me.
Oh, there
that's
you go.
That's actually a good
actually,
call.
Bring the Ted Smith.
That is, I mean, listen, the sausage, not the man that loves
the
sausage.
Old hot dog roller.
Yeah, I you know what? Men's Room Sausage is a hit anywhere. That's a good call.
And then we could cook it together.
Yeah.
You going to bring your Traeger over, too?
If I have to, I feel like he
if
might.
If you have to?
I feel like
you're
Gene's
not even
got
willing to bring it over unless he asks?
He probably has a KISS Traeger.
He probably does. And probably when the fire starts, it's actually his face with his tongue and he's breathing fire
exactly.
Into the
I really
pellets.
Hope so now.
You know that's what he's got.
It's probably true.
It's not probably. I mean, the guy probably just has a regular situation that he lives in.
If not, Steve can be like, here's this idea. I have so many more. We have to be best friends.
Yeah. Yeah, this is all going to happen.
I'm fine with just being an acquaintance. Maybe it's like, you know.
Really? Oh, I'm glad you're willing to settle on acquaintance.
Start high, and then you'll get down to that acquaintance level.
I think he is high, Rev. That's the problem.
Fine. I mean, I think starting off with just showing up with Chipotle is a good, like, hey, dude.
I let you in.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Danny. I knew you would at least.
Yeah, you know why? Because Danny and you
are
cut from the same cloth.
If this all goes well and he says, next time bring a friend, I'm bringing you.
Cool.
And what's he going to bring? Dion's Pizza?
No, guacamole from Chipotle.
Oh.
That ain't cheap.
Honestly. I hope Gene has a lot of attack dogs. That's all I hope. And I hope that you guys go there. And that's what I hope. And I hope somebody's recording it. That's all I hope.
So it says maybe it's from an old wound because Gene Simmons didn't like the Bob Rivers parody that he did for Rock and Roll All Night.
Oh, wow.
That's
all right, how long have we been blocked?
I'll show up to his house with the head of Bob Rivers.
Whoa!
Jesus.
Wow, that escalated.
Okay, Alpha from Walking Dead. That really did escalate.
Gene, unblock us.
I fixed it.
I fixed it.
Wow, I've got Bob Rivers' head on a pike, and I want
you
to know.
Good morning, BJ.
Yeah, that is...
This got dark.
That is darkest dark. You show up with his... Are you going to have it on a pike, or are you going to hold it like they do from the hair?
I'm going to hold it by the hair.
Oh, that's,
of course. I'll even paint Gene's makeup on Bob's face.
Oh, that's...
It'll be really Bob. It'll be like, you know, studio magic. Like, I'll get like a mock Bob Rivers head.
I don't see how Gene would not feel like you move to a new place in the middle of nowhere and a guy shows up with Bob Rivers' head on a, I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a perfect welcome.
All right. I think I got it better.
You have it better than decapitating Bob Rivers.
Less morbid.
With Chipotle. So his head in one hand and Chipotle in the other?
I'm going to fix all of this.
Okay.
We're going to wipe out the Chipotle. I'm still bringing food. And I'm not.
You're not wiping out Bob's head, but you're wiping out Chipotle.
No, I'm not going to bring the head of Bob Rivers.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm going to hit up our friend Barbara Ann, who makes all those custom cakes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And have her make the head of Bob Rivers into a cake.
Now, is it a decapitated head?
Yes. Oh, so it's tilted over and it's got like, you know, blood.
So immediately he's like, is that a guy's head? And he goes, oh, it's a tasty cake.
No, and I'll be like, it's cake. Bob Rivers. You know what's up.
But then we can eat.
And then we can eat. And then he can eat his enemy.
Yes.
Okay. So that's kind of a... Yeah.
No?
Oh, no. It's a great idea, Danny, right? Tell him.
No, I'm in.
Someone says they think maybe Miles pissed off Gene, and that's why we're blocked.
What is happening?
So I guess I'm going to have to bring the head of Miles.
Okay, well.
And Bob. Okay. And Bob. I brought Miles and Bob.
Boy, poor Barbara is going to have to do a multi. Now she's got lots of cake to make.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. You know why I feel bad for all this right now?
Who?
Chipotle. They're no longer part of the deal. They thought they were in.
I'm sure they'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure Chipotle would have said, "Hey, look, if you can get one of our burritos in Gene Simmons' house, we'll give it to you."
Oh, don't get me twisted. I'll still enjoy a Chipotle burrito before I go there.
Yeah.
That's great. Get a lot of beans in you as you go into Gene's house. Yes.
That's perfect.
Well, now Gene is not moving to Washington.
No, not at all.
He's blocked all of Washington.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and a hamburger have in common? You know I'm going to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a hamburger have in common?
Oh, the sloppier the better.
Yeah.
He's served in most bars.
Yeah.
Very true.
Oh, he gets served in a lot of bars.
I like one person said via text, both need a pickle.
I like pickles. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Steve has an occasional late night hankering for both.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of pickles, guess what? There is a very bizarre story about this woman. Her name is Katie. She's in Toronto. She was hungover last weekend, and she ordered some McDonald's delivery. But she really likes to modify her burgers. She does not like pickles. So she said, hey, I don't want any pickles on my burger. She also said, I don't want any bun with my burger or mustard or onions. Oh, and by the way, please don't put a patty on my burger.
Does she just not want a burger?
She just got what was left, which would be two packets of ketchup. So they did that. They put two packets of ketchup in a burger container. And yeah, she paid the full price for the burger, too.
Is everything okay with this woman?
Well, she was drunk, so there was that. I mean,
that's some hangover.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been real hungover before, but I don't know that I've ever been that hungover.
Yeah, well, you know,
it's the receipt.
Yeah, there it is. And that's okay. Ryan Castle, he does have a 12-pack, the full 12-pack, and that's coming up next.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Now, Brandon, he met a woman on a dating app this week, and they went out on Wednesday night. But as they were driving off, a cop tried to pull them over, and Brandon was like, yeah, I feel a need for speed.
Is that what he said?
Wow. Oh, and that first date turned into a high-speed police chase, Steve. And it only ended after Brandon blew through some of the stop signs and decided to finally pull over. He's like, all right, maybe I should stop.
Well, that's what she gets for not using their typical dating apps, and she went with plentyofelons.com.
Plenty of Felons is a great site, Steve.
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hi, I'm Brooke.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card, and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it. But you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.